Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Deep.com. Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overnight crash brings down a utility pole and wires, and this is in Virginia, Great Falls area, and closed is the Georgetown Pike, essentially between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road at Old Georgetown Court. However, police haven't detoured traffic yet or taken traffic off at Lee Mill Road, so you're coming up to the scene and then trying to make that U-turn. It's only one turnaround. It's only one lane in each direction, so don't commit inbound after Lee Mill Road, please. And if you're coming outbound, wouldn't go past Old Dominion Drive. They don't have the closure point set up yet, so you get up to where the utility pole is down, and you have to turn around. So it's getting a little bit messy there on the Georgetown Pike. Route 7 as your alternate, please. On 66 through Manassas Centerville, it's the morning volume, just 4. I don't have anything reported there. 270. Now we're bunched up to Route 80. Urbana had a report of a broken down right in that stretch. 97 commuters. Traffic here stopped right as you get up to the exit. If you would continue or to get past 3 or to exit onto 32. So southbound 97 for the stop traffic for the crash. Northbound open to get past the scene there. And the earlier car fire activity still with us, slowing 210 Indian Head Highway with the early delays. If you're pushing past Swan Creek Road, the culprit up ahead, well up ahead at Old Fort Road North, still had the right lane blocked. Update sponsored by United States Traffic Network. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company? Well, United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather and above average temperatures for the start of the business week. Clouds and fog this morning, decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-50s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Manassas, 50 in Gaithersburg, 49 in Washington. Will gun control land on Congress's agenda as lawmakers return to work? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on this Monday morning on WMAL, we got Joe DeGenova joining us in just about an hour now, 7:05. And then at 7:35, we'll be joined by Coy Wire, who's a correspondent covering the Olympics as their closing ceremony is taking place. It's the lowest rated Olympics in a long time, by the way. Unbelievable. Scott Boggins will be joining us at 8:05. He's the showrunner for Chain of Command, whose ratings are much better on Nat Geo. And
yes,
straight ahead, I'm Vince Colonnay, sitting alongside Tony Schaefer this morning in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Tony, thank you.
Hey, Vince, thank you. I know Mary's enjoying Antarctica, you know, ice station Mary.
She's forging her way across the frozen tundra.
With big groups of dogs and sleds and, you know, ice.
Probably, yes, with an optimistic worldview the entire time. Let's talk about this sheriff. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. He's being called to step down or to be forced out by Speaker of the Florida House, Richard Corcoran, and 73 other state Republicans. And they've sent a letter to the governor, Rick Scott, in Florida, to get this guy thrown out. Scott so far has resisted those calls, does say that the sheriff's department needs to be held accountable. He's asking the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to look into his office's response to the shootings on Valentine's Day in Parkland at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. So that's the current situation now. Now, why would they be calling for him to resign? Well, a couple of details. Dozens of phone calls to the sheriff's department about this guy.
Over 2 dozen.
About the shooter.
He called himself.
He made a phone call himself at one point to police to say that he was having trouble with his mother's death. So there were warning signs everywhere. People who were calling in to the police, the FBI, using phrases regarding explicitly their worry that he would shoot up a school. He declared on a YouTube video that he was going to be a professional school shooter. That's where the FBI played a role, remember, because they went and did that interview.
It's called a clue.
Yeah. I think, is that a clue? Does
I think
that work
so.
That way?
I'm not law enforcement. I'm an intelligence officer, but, you know, I think it's a clue.
So if you declare your intention to commit a crime and you use your real name in a YouTube comment, you think that's enough of a clue for people to get started?
I think it's called declarative.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the term.
Curious. So, yeah. So this is the backdrop he's dealing with. In addition to the fact that his deputies, maybe four of them, were standing outside during the shooting and not doing anything. And it wasn't until the Coral Springs Police Department showed up that cops actually went into the building.
Yeah, two guys. Just ran to the sound of the fire.
So this sheriff under fire here. So what's happening? Well, he was on CNN's State of the Union this weekend with Jake Tapper. Here's some of that questioning.
Sheriff, Jake, when did you find out that Deputy Peterson had not gone into the building? How soon after the shooting did you know that?
Not for days.
How many
our
days?
Investigators looked. I'm not sure.
Because you spent much of the Wednesday night town hall on CNN with the entire Stoneman Douglas community, students and teachers and parents, attacking the NRA, saying that police need more powers, more money to prevent future tragedies. You didn't disclose any of this to the crowd then, the Stoneman Douglas high school community. Did you know it then? Did you know it Wednesday night?
It was spoken about during that earlier during that day. I'm not on a timeline for TV or any news show. We need to get it right. We need to get it accurate. We're talking about people's lives. We're talking about a community. We need to corroborate. We need to verify. And once we did the next day, and I looked at the tape, and I was 100% certain that it happened the way I was told about, the investigators initially told about. I didn't even release it
you
right
didn't
that
look at
second.
The video. I 1 week after the shooting, you hadn't looked at the video yet?
I looked at the video as soon as our investigators, it wasn't my job to look at the video, it was investigators' job to look at the video.
What is this guy doing? Wow. What's his job? Okay, let me pause for a moment. I want to play for you a whole bunch more audio from this guy, but I want to get your take. Should this guy resign or be fired? Should he lose his job? Or is there some version of this where you're like, you know what, I can kind of buy the notion that his subordinates screwed up, but it's not necessarily him. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Vince, this is if this guy were I tweeted this earlier, if this guy were the captain of the Titanic, he'd be shoving women and children out of the way to get on the first lifeboat off. I mean, that's what this guy is.
He looks like he's looking for a lifeline right now.
Right, right. And so it's, to me, tragic and completely inappropriate for this guy to have sat on, you know, it's someone else's job to view the videos. I train these guys. I mean, you're going to hear some really bizarre audio. And I question both this guy's sanity and clearly his capability to lead. This comes down to leadership, a failure of leadership.
Jake Tapper did a nice job with him this weekend. Here's more of that interview.
I'm still sheriffing this county. There were many things to do. We have investigators, homicide investigators, internal affairs investigators dissecting it. And when they felt that there was a video that ready for my view, that I might take action on one of our deputies, I looked at the video. And let me add this, Jake. Once I saw the video, the first order I gave was for our detectives to notify the families that those lost. The families, yesterday, 10 a.m. tomorrow, the families come first. And I wanted to make sure the families knew what happened and what was about
to
happen.
The families were at the CNN town hall, sir. Right. Sir, the families were at the CNN town hall, and you could have disclosed
that's not
to them.
I couldn't disclose it then because there was no corroboration, Jake. There was no confirmation. We needed to dot I's and cross T's, and I certainly would not disclose it to a family at a town hall. Not every family was there.
Okay. Meanwhile, he's been refusing to resign, of course, and he's been asked about this repeatedly, including by a local NBC affiliate. Listen to how he justifies the fact that the deputy who stood outside, Scott Peterson, this deputy, stood outside for 4 minutes as the shooting raged on and did not go into the school building, and why this sheriff says, it's not my fault.
I'm the sheriff. My name's on the door. The people responsible are the ones who took the calls and didn't follow up on them, as it was with the FBI, as it was with any person. Leaders are responsible for the agency, but leaders are not responsible for a person. I gave him a gun. I gave him a badge.
I gave him the training. If he didn't have the heart to go in, that's not my responsibility.
That sounds like a leader.
Yeah. Boy, I gave him all the stuff and hope for the best. Yeah, I mean, Vince, think about this. I mean, if everybody in every element of law enforcement had this attitude, we would have complete and utter chaos in the nation. And as I mentioned, I work with Sheriff Dave Decatur down in Stafford County. And if Dave's listening and the folks down in Stafford, I know that they would not react like this to the situation. This is totally insane.
Does this sheriff need to resign, or is he right? Is this just, you know, you can't blame the chief if one of the Indians screws up? Is that an appropriate assessment here? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. More from you in a moment on this. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270, we need to get you going, but the slowdown with the crash southbound, 270, right as you come up to Route 80, Urbana is really tying us up. But just as you come out the Frederick area off of 70 and 15, so be ready on 270 in Urbana. So that's the hang-up point. Now, beyond that, I'm not seeing any delays to get you down to the Capitol Beltway. 97 southbound had been stopped, but looks like they're allowing one lane to get by now with the incident. Southbound 97 as you come up to the exit for 32, or continuing on to Route 3. Northbound 97 at the scene is open, but southbound already with the big delays. Car fire slowing 210 still. Northbound 210 Indian Head Highway at Old Fort Road North. They're still dealing with this, the remnants of that long the far right side. So 210 with the early delays and the closure through the morning rush hour in Great Falls due to a crash brought down a utility pole. If you missed it, it's on the Georgetown Pike, closed between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road. The crash happened right near Old Georgetown Court. Now, traffic is not being detoured, and when you get up to the scene, then you have to turn around. So try not to commit to that stretch of Georgetown Pike. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, morning fog and clouds today with decreasing clouds this afternoon and a high of 56 degrees. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 37. Tomorrow, we'll get some sunny skies with a high of 58. It's 49 degrees in the nation's capital, 617 on WMAL.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Okay, real quickly, more from that interview with Jake Tapper. You already heard what he told the local NBC affiliate, but here is Sheriff Israel talking to Jake Tapper about what he says is his amazing leadership.
Jake, I could only take responsibility for what I knew about. I exercised my due diligence. I've given amazing leadership to this agency.
Amazing leadership?
I've worked... Yes, Jake. There's a lot of things we've done throughout this. You don't measure a person's leadership by a deputy not going into a. These deputies received the training they needed.
Maybe
they
measure somebody's leadership by whether or not they protect the community.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Big time.
Yeah. That's it. That's the standard.
So, does this guy have to resign, or is he right? Is he right? Is there some space here for him to say that one of his guys screwed up, but it should not be, he should be held blameless? Let's go to Jonathan, who's in D.C., reacting to this morning. Jonathan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning again. Well, to me, his comment about providing this officer training is also an admission of guilt.
Yeah.
Because one of the major assessments in training is their ability to assess. One of the major phases is the ability to assess an officer's response. His failure to assess, his inability to respond, also talks about his leadership failure.
Jonathan, thank you. So he had a direct responsibility, a direct role in getting this guy prepared, and he failed. When the moment came, that guy failed.
It's called failure to supervise. Yeah, absolutely.
Donnie is in Tennessee this morning listening. And Donnie, good morning. Should the sheriff resign?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that this guy is totally inept, is worthless, should not be in the position he's in. And if they're not going to do anything about getting rid of him, the voters need to recall him and get rid of him permanently. And another thing.
Yes, sir.
All of this CNN gun smackdown, all it's done is make me decide to be an NRA lifetime member.
You're not the first person we've heard from this morning who's saying that very thing. Thank you, Donnie. Meanwhile, think about that CNN event, which is last week. You get the sheriff up there going after Dana Loesch, who's the spokeswoman for
blaming
the NRA.
Yeah,
listen to how he's attacking her. And remember, in this context, he knew that very day that his deputy was standing outside and didn't act.
And I understand you're standing up for the NRA, and I understand that's what you're supposed to do. But you just told this group of people that you are standing up for them. You're not standing up for them until you say, I want less weapons.
And the crowd goes wild.
Wow.
John is in Washington, D.C. this morning. John, good morning. Should the sheriff be fired here?
Your initial question was, should he resign? And no, he shouldn't resign. He should be fired.
Well, there you go.
Kicked out of office. And the bottom line is, let me get this straight. You're going to be at the CNN town hall meeting bashing guns in the NRA, but yet you fired your deputy because he was despicable and didn't go in to use his gun. He should be fired, man, without benefits. He is horrible. It stops at the leadership. I mean, the way he acted at that town hall meeting and the hypocrites in that crowd, all of them, I don't care who they are, they were hypocrites to be cheering him. And the bottom line is, this guy, or your deputies, even if it's just one, which we've confirmed, that stops with you. Mm-hmm. That stops at the top.
Well, I got a question for you.
They shouldn't be fired. They should be, those officers should be brought up on charge.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Yeah, I mean, do you think there's culpability? Do you think there's culpability here that goes beyond negligence?
Yeah, that's equivalent to a doctor doing malpractice.
Yeah.
You're supposed to remove the left something and you remove the right. I mean, I'm telling you, I would be so pissed if I was a parent. I'm pissed, period. But the bottom line is, for him to have this holier-than-thou,
yes,
you know, mentality, I tell you, it's just the height of hypocrisy, man.
John, thank you. Yeah, in the midst of all this, remember, it's failures of government along every step of the way.
Serial.
Yet, the calls to action are, the government needs more power. This would be solved if only the government was more empowered, if fewer people could have guns, if the government could further regulate what we're allowed to have access to. This would be fixed. Should the situation with the sheriff be fixed? That's what we're asking you this morning. We'll find out your thoughts in a moment. 622 on WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property manager's Renter's Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renter's Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Hiring's hard, especially from job boards, but there's a better place to find great talent, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there, LinkedIn. As the world's largest professional network, LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates. And businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL for a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/WMAL. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point. Whatever you're pointing at will disappear. We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 still with a heads up here at this crash. Southbound in Urbana, delays continue to grow. It's backing almost near the Monocacy, so right as you merge off of 70 and 15, they had traffic stops. Some callers say they got by on the shoulder, but expect a lot going on still at crash here south on 270 at Route 80 Urbana. That's the focal point and the backup delays. Once you get past there, that's your breakaway point, I should say. And then you're good down through to the Beltway. Around the Beltway, let's go topside from College Park to Silver Spring, just filling in those delays through that stretch. On 97 southbound, now one lane gets by the incident before you get to the exit for Route 32. No problems to report right now crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, just the volume building on Route 5, Branch Avenue. Watch as you head up towards Surratt's Road for the crash, and that's definitely going to slow us down. Already back near the 301 split for that northbound 5 commute. And Georgetown Pike closed between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road due to a utility pole that had come down due to a crash. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather and above average temperatures for the start of the business week. Clouds and fog this morning. Decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-50s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 49 degrees in the nation's capital, 626 on WMAL. Dozens of phone calls placed to police about this potential, and now we know, explicit school shooter. Also, deputies from the Sheriff's Department, Broward Sheriff's Department, freezing up, not going in to that school in the moment of crisis. What happened there? And should the sheriff resign? We're getting your reaction to this. He insists no. He insists that his leadership has been amazing.
Optimal.
Let's go to Chris, who's in Columbia this morning. Chris, good morning. You're on Mornings in the
Morning. How are you all this morning?
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a comment. The voters get what they vote for. It sounded like they voted for somebody that had a pretty smile and could talk, because it's obviously he can talk. Mm-hmm. Sounds like somebody else we elected a number of years ago and had no leadership capabilities.
Interesting.
A bunch of people, is going to take on the persona of their boss or leader. If he doesn't feel any responsibilities, they're not going to feel any responsibilities.
Chris,
thank you. Leading for too long.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, no, important point here. Remember, he's an elected official. And so he was elected by the voters. He can be recalled by the voters.
Organizations tend to take on the personality of the leadership, absolutely. And I think this is reflective of the personality.
Yeah, leadership lessons baked in here as well. 627 on WMAL.
Want to make $250,000?
Found it.
Seven on Your Side goes dumpster diving.
It's crazy.
And the merchandise we found
is very, very wasteful.
How to turn trash into cash. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
And more breaking news for you in D.C. Two
news from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
Temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job.
No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just dial *ZIP. And when prompted, say talk. That's *ZIP. Keyword, talk.
All right, you know, we were at CPAC last week. There was a lot that actually took place at CPAC on the main stage and the side stages. Some controversies brewing. We'll tell you about those. And also, Tony Schaefer's in the house, and we're going to talk to him about his Chain of Command program, the season finale airing tonight on National Geographic. We'll get a breakdown of what that's all about.
Big secrets coming out tonight.
I can't wait. We'll get a sneak preview right here on WMAL 630.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Anne Arundel County Police are looking for suspects in the deaths of a married couple found in their home in Odenton. A family member found 55-year-old Charles James Edward Jackson and his 47-year-old wife Veronique Crystal Jackson dead in their home yesterday morning. Police say they believe the couple was targeted and that there is no threat to the general public. Nearly 2 weeks after a gunman killed 17 people at the Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, students and teachers will return to class this week.
Thousands of high school students and their parents joined hands and returned to the school where terror played out less than 2 weeks ago. Counselors were at the orientation for anyone needing their help, and administrators discussed how the school will try to move forward. Faculty and staff are back on campus today, preparing for the students to come back to class Wednesday. Building 12, where the killings took place, will remain closed, and there's discussion of tearing it down to build a memorial. I'm Clayton Neville.
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley says Americans need to, quote, show that we love our kids more than we love our guns.
States that make it tougher to buy combat assault weapons have fewer gun deaths. And you're going to see this movement, I think, taking off across all of the states in the months ahead.
Several hundred people came to a rally in Rockville yesterday organized by the anti-gun violence group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. But the organizers say they'd planned that rally even before the Florida school shootings. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,310, the Nasdaq at 73,37. Sports, the Wizards beat the 76ers. College basketball, the Maryland women wrap up their regular season with a win. Exhibition baseball, the Nationals win, the Orioles lose, and the Caps visit Columbus tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. As Valor has become one of the most hired and referred roofers in our region, we continue to receive praise from our customers. 9 out of 10 surveyed gives us 5 stars. On behalf of our entire company, I want to say thank you for trusting Valor to install over 1,200 projects last year. For those of you still in need of a new roof, there's no better time to call. Now through the end of February, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to HD architectural shingles. Help me help our veterans in need through Valor's Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign, which is dedicated to replacing the roof of a local disabled combat vet each quarter. $1 for every bundle of shingles we install goes back to our veterans. Learn more about how we help America's heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 888-957-7463, 888-95-SPINE, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Remember the days when you and your doctor could take the time to sit down together and talk? In today's healthcare, it's getting harder to find that kind of care. That's why you need the Princeton Longevity Center. A Princeton Longevity comprehensive exam is more than just scientifically proven strategies for preventing life-changing diseases. It's a full day of one-on-one time with their caring team of board-certified doctors and specialists in nutrition and fitness. You'll get the care and attention you need, the latest preventive medicine technology, and an individually tailored plan for getting your health back on track. If the only thing that's changed about your annual physical in the past 20 years is the time you get to spend with your doctor, then it's time to see what you've been missing at Princeton Longevity Center. Call now to schedule your exam at 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC. Or learn more about our centers in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Metro DC by visiting us online at PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Your one day at Princeton Longevity Center could make a lifetime of difference.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple big delays. We'll start Maryland on 270 due to the crash. One lane now gets you by. Southbound 270 at Route 80 Urbana. Watch as you come out of Frederick. Delays right near the Monocacy. Over to 355. That works as an option right now, but it's sure to get some of the bailout traffic. Once you get past Route 80 on 270, next set of delays I see, just a little bit of volume as you head in toward Gaithersburg and briefly at the lane divide on 97 southbound as you come up to the exit for Route 32. Still with a lot of activity with the incident, but you can get by using, looks like, still just one lane. On 210, earlier car fire and all that activity at Old Fort Road North. Still a little bit of a distraction there along the far right side. Heading out of Brandywine, northbound 5 before Surratt's Road for the crash. I'm looking at delays before you get to 301 for the split. So northbound 5 definitely needs some extra time there. In Virginia, closed is in Great Falls, the Georgetown Pike between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road. Accident brought down a utility pole. And hang on, I know Manassas, you're in big delays here, trying to push past, get up to 29 and 28 Centerville. The crash, it looks like everything to the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of fog force here this morning, dense in some areas. Otherwise, a cloudy start here to our Monday. Clouds will break up and give way to a little bit of sunshine as we head through the afternoon. Temperatures into the mid-50s. Clear skies, upper 30s tonight, sunny and upper 50s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Leesburg, 46 in Bethesda, 49 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, we got Joe DiGenova with us at 7:05. 7:35, we'll be joined by Coy Wire, a correspondent, covering the Olympics for us. The closing ceremonies took place yesterday. And then at 8:05, we'll be joined by Scott Boggins, the showrunner of Chain of Command. Finale airing live tonight on Nat Geo. More on that show in a few minutes, but I'm Vince Colonnais with Tony Schaefer, who's filling in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Good morning, Tony.
Vince, thank you for having me. I'm glad I was able to sleep in the parking lot to be here on time.
Thank you
for letting me do that.
We allowed you to do that. Please excuse the parking tickets. Let's talk about CPAC for a moment. Having wrapped up CPAC, we were there Thursday and Friday. Got to meet so many great listeners, by the way, just people coming up to us, Mornings on the Mall, then talking to us or asking us mostly about how Chris Plant's doing, how he holds up each day, how he gets limber for the show. Those sorts of things, like what the tease process is like with him. About Chris, okay?
That tank top does it all for him, though, when he wears a tank top in here.
When he wears the tank top?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. Anyway, let's talk about what else happened at CPAC. There was other booing, and not just for me. John McCain was booed. You remember the president of the United States mentioned him in a roundabout way. It was pretty explicit who he was talking about. Did not use the words John McCain or Senator John McCain or Manja Kane or any sort of combination of those words. But it was clearly talking about one John McCain.
And except for one senator who came into a room at 3 o'clock in the morning and went like that, we would have had health care too.
Thumbs down.
We would have had health care too. Think of that. But I think we may be better off the way we're doing it. Piece by piece by piece, Obamacare is just being wiped out. The individual mandate essentially wipes it out. So I think we may be better off. And people are getting great health care plans, and we're not finished yet. But remember,
One person walked into a room when he was supposed to go this way, and he said he was going this way.
Thumbs
and
up.
He walked in and he went this way.
Thumbs down.
And everyone said, what happened? What was that all about? Boy, oh boy. Who was that? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't
want to be controversial, so I won't use his name, okay? What a mess.
That's right.
So we went on an extended tirade about he who shall not be named here. Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins were the other two who joined him on this. But it was McCain who gave that dramatic vote, walking out into Mitch McConnell's face, just pumping that thumbs down right on the floor of the Senate.
It's like spiking a football, you know? I mean, only in a bad way.
It was amazing stuff. So, remember, to place the rest of this in context, John McCain right now is undergoing treatment in Arizona for his brain cancer, which is very aggressive, obviously, and we've talked about that. But that's led to Meghan McCain, his daughter, remember, she's on The View, coming out and defending her father, clearly, and is upset with the people who've gone after him and are booing him at CPAC. Matt Schlapp, who runs the American Conservative Union, we've talked to many times on this show, said on Twitter that folks were booing his vote to retain Obamacare. That's worth a boo, says Matt.
Right.
And then Meghan responds thusly, given what my family is going through right now and what my father has given to this country, I would expect better from both you and the crowd, Matt. But please continue making excuses for the inexcusable.
Look, I'm on Matt's side on this. I've been in to see John McCain, and I know John, and I respect him. But you never know what John McCain's going to show up at a meeting. I've had him throw papers at me at one meeting, and next meeting I'm his best friend. So, look, I think that his inconsistency got him in trouble here, and I think the president was right to criticize him. And I feel sorry about his health, Vince, but he made some bad choices, and now he's being criticized for those choices, not
well,
his state of health.
I'll tell you one guy who hasn't used his health as a political shield for these debates, and that is John McCain.
Yeah.
I haven't heard him make the case, so you can't debate me because of my condition.
I can
understand, though, where Meghan would come from. I have a daughter, and I hope when she grows up that she will irrationally defend me against all comers, no matter what, rational or otherwise. I hope she defends me to the hilt, because that's what you're supposed to do as a family member. So I am not surprised in any way sort of by the people who are involved in this. And good for Meghan for standing up for her dad, whether or not you agree with her. She's just coming out and forcefully defending him. And that's the kind of daughter I want.
Well, I get that. But the part of the problem is, again, you know, I think she is kind of discrediting herself and her credibility long term by doing this. I understand what you're saying. I mean,
yeah,
it's family. I get family. But at the same time, you know, she's got a career. She's got to, you know, make some choices about her credibility. I don't think this helps her.
Well, she's on The View, the bar is low, and she's exceeded it many times. So I'm applauding her mostly these days. Let's go to something else that's happening at CPAC. And it was Mona Sharon. Let's play a little bit of this audio real quick. This is Cut 10. Mona Sharon, the conservative author, really whipped the crowd into a frenzy this week.
What gets you riled up?
So I agree with everything my fellow panelists have said. And I could say that the misuse of data, like, you know, the so-called 77 cents on the dollar figure, which mm-hmm. is a statistic that's impossible to kill, even though it's false. But I'm actually going to twist this around a bit and say that I'm disappointed in people on our side.
Okay.
For being hypocrites about sexual harassers and abusers of women who are in our party, who are sitting in the White House, who brag about their extramarital affairs, who brag about mistreating women. And because he happens to have an R after his name, we look the other way, we don't complain. This is a party that was ready to endorse, the Republican Party endorsed Roy Moore.
So she's going after Trump and all the people in that room who support him.
Yeah. And by the way, she's a quote, I'm using air quotations, conservative, as Chris Plant would do.
Yeah.
She's no conservative.
6:43 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have six seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a little bit of a change here on 270 for the better. 270 south at Route 80, Urbana crash now to the shoulder. We're still holding with the delays here near the Monocacy, so it hasn't jammed up 70 or 15, but just as you get on to 270, watch for that volume. Now that you can get past Urbana, a little bit of volume in Hyattstown, of course, as we filter south. And again, as you head into Gaithersburg and at the lane divide, a 97 southbound, still a lot of activity with the incident. Southbound 97 before you get to the exit for Route 32. You need to continue onto Route 3. You're on the big backup through that stretch as they still try to clear all of the lanes, but you're slowly getting by. Northbound 5 at Surratt's, or before you get to Surratt's Road for the crash, that's why northbound 5 as you try to get through Brandywine up past the 301 split, you're in early volume delays. 66, we did have a crash quickly over to the shoulder east on 66 as you head through Centerville, but giving us delays through Manassas. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of fog force here this morning, dense in some areas. Otherwise, a cloudy start here to our Monday. Clouds will break up and give way to a little bit of sunshine as we head through the afternoon. Temperatures into the mid-50s. Clear skies, upper 30s tonight. Sunny and upper 50s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 647 on WMAL. The government is still conducting an investigation. The Pentagon set to release a report by the soon. Has it already released? Has this already been released? I guess this is
coming.
Concluded, but we're still waiting on this, on the report out of Niger.
Right.
What happened in October when we lost four Special Forces guys in an ambush?
Two Special Forces and two supporters.
Gotcha.
Total of four.
Yes. Yeah.
But
so,
they were there on a Special Forces missions training. The Niger counterterrorism forces.
So the reason we're talking about this now is because tonight we're going to find out more details about the lives of the men who were involved.
Right.
Because in this show this will be airing tonight, Chain of Command, it'll air on National Geographic. We happen to have one of the executive producers of that show in studio with us today, and that's Colonel Tony Schaefer.
Hey, I know that guy.
Hey, so tell us about this. This is the eighth episode of Chain of Command. What's the show about?
Yeah, basically, when the Pentagon talks about doing its mission, it's never been really given credit for the amount and focus of what it does. It's doing more today than it was 10 years ago. So, working with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs General, Joseph Dunford, and the leadership of Nat Geo, they came up with an idea of how to demonstrate this, how to show everything the Pentagon's doing.
So, and you got some exclusive access to all these stories.
From the top down. That's why it's called Chain of Command. It's in the title.
And tonight you're telling the story of the men who were involved in Niger.
That's right.
In the weeks leading up to that raid.
Right. And Nat Geo was privileged to be with the team in Niger filming their training activities of the counterterrorism forces there. And so you get to see an intimate portrait of these men in that environment up until they were essentially sold out by the tribal elders, which resulted in the ambush. And we're going to see more about that. So
anything interesting that we're going to discover tonight that the public has not previously known?
I think you're going to find out two things that have not been understood is the fact that there's a reason why we're there, and this is going to demonstrate exactly why we're there and what we're doing.
Yes.
And more extraordinary, and basically the details of these extraordinary lives, these men who go forward every day and do these hard tasks that we take for granted. It's all tied together. The most notable thing is it's shown in great detail of how it all works.
What time tonight?
9 o'clock on the Nat Geo Network.
9 o'clock tonight on Nat Geo. Coming up
Eastern time.
Coming up, though, this morning, we'll be talking to the showrunner of that program, Chain of Command. Scott Boggins will join us at 8:05.
Right.
6:50 here on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with my friend and coworker JJ.
Hello, Larry.
We've both gotten healthy with EMP Winterdy weight loss, and you're up to what now?
60 pounds in 4 months. Okay, that's unbelievable.
That's like a whole human being.
Exactly. And the numbers are great, but I want to talk about the staff for a minute. Are they not awesome?
They really are, yeah.
Here's an example. So my wife and I have a date night coming up, and she had asked to go to this specific restaurant. I was kind of worried about what I'd order. I mentioned this to Kim when I was at the Rockville office, and she took the time out of her day to research all these options, what I could order. She emailed me later with, like, specific ways to ask for the food. I could enjoy my dinner and keep up my progress because of the awesome people.
Yeah, I've been hanging out in the lobby, and I've seen them do the exact same thing for all their clients.
Yeah, it's great to have them in my corner, and it's one reason I say if I can have this type of success, anybody can with EMP 180.
Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner, and now Marylanders can visit their Rockville office on the web, emp180weightloss.com. Call 855-888-0180, 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
If you stand.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
6:53, time to find out how your money's doing. Let's check in with the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey, Vince, good morning. Futures are higher. The Dow's indicated to open 200 points higher this morning. Markets are all higher in Europe. They closed higher in Asia. And crude oil is hovering around a three-year high. It's a big week for housing data. Today, we start with new home sales numbers for January. By Wednesday, we get a look at mortgage interest rates, which are now at a four-year high. Toyota and Hyundai are recalling more than 100,000 trucks and SUVs, including the brand new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Sequoia and the 2018 Hyundai Santa Fe and Santa Fe Sport, for steering wheel and electrical issues. China is dropping term limits on the presidency there, which means Xi Jinping can stay for his lifetime. Some are whispering the word emperor. It's a step deeper into communism and perhaps a focus on Chinese business over foreign investment. The Samsung Galaxy S9. New phone was unveiled over the weekend. This is an Android with new camera capabilities. It's priced at about $700. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property manager's Renter's Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their Rent-A-State pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renter's Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're bunched up in Northwest here, 12th Street and Constitution Avenue. And what's happening right as you come out of the 12th Street Tunnel, fire truck's still there, but the tow truck just pulled up to the scene. So we do have some positive news in our near future, we hope. Coming out of the 12th Street Tunnel, only the far right lane gets by, and it is jammed actually right as you come off of 395 in the freeway. So watch for big delays. Try to avoid if you can. If you're coming across the 14th Street Bridge, that without delay. Just have a little bit of volume here forming here on Constitution Avenue, trying to get up to the scene of the crash as you go up toward, again, 12th and Constitution Avenue for the incident. On the George Washington Parkway, an unusual northbound volume delay forming as you come around the Memorial Circle toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge area due to the crash there where the signs are 66 and 110. On 395 heavy through Landmark, Beltway Star. Starting to see delays heading in through Annandale, topside through College Park. Now for 270, here's the scoop. The crash at Route 80 Urbana, that's been cleared. So now we can get by, and unfortunately, we have a new incident in the Rockville area, 270 southbound, as you come past Montrose Road. So do watch for that, please. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather and warming temperatures for the start of the business week. Clouds and fog this morning with decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-50s. Clear tonight, upper 30s. Sunny and upper 50s Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 60s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 657 on WMAL. All right, 16 days of Olympics have come to a conclusion.
It was pretty fast, actually. Wow.
The closing ceremonies being conducted this weekend. And the U.S. ended up, if you were interested in the medal count, which I was, ended up pulling up to fourth place. You don't medal at fourth, but regardless, fourth place behind a bunch of places that have a lot more experience with snow. Norway, Germany, and Canada all ahead of the United States, besting the U.S. But the U.S. finishing with 9 gold medals, 8 silver, 6 bronze, for a total of 23 medals in the medal count. So our Olympians did a good job. The women's hockey team winning gold. The men's hockey team, not getting professionals involved this year because the NHL refused to allow their athletes to participate in the Olympics. It was an interesting Olympics, and nice to see the U.S. pull ahead just a little bit ahead of the Netherlands.
That curling was pretty impressive.
Curling was impressive. Oh, speaking of curling,
yeah.
Did you see The Simpsons predicted it? So The Simpsons has this history of having their show predict all sorts of things that end up happening. Like, they don't issue them as predictions. They just play them out as comics on the show. They predicted 8 years ago that the U.S. would beat Sweden to win Olympic gold. I guess Marge and Homer were on the U.S. team, and they ended up facing off against the Swedes 8 years ago in an episode, and they won the Olympic gold medal. And sure enough,
here we are.
We beat Sweden to win gold.
Who'd have thought?
In curling, of all things. Curling. So that was nice.
How do you train to curl?
Just A lot of broom action.
Isn't that what Mary's doing on her vacation?
Yes.
Mary's off.
She's curling her way across Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Right.
That's
now.
Quite a curl.
Yes. It's just one sheet of ice. She's trying to see how far she can get that thing. Meanwhile, Ivanka Trump went to the closing ceremonies. And naturally, when you get a Trump involved, it's a source of controversy. Olympic skier Gus Kenworthy, who ended up walking away with a silver medal, tweeted over the weekend he was so proud of all the people who were involved in the Olympics and who worked so hard to get to the closing ceremony. And then he said, well, everyone except Ivanka, honestly, what the is she doing here?
Well,
so he was not happy with her.
There's some other people with attitude problems on that team, too, but I won't mention any names.
Other people responding on Twitter that, didn't you finish last or in the bottom half of most of our ski competitions?
Yeah.
I believe you did. Perhaps you should practice more on making yourself better. Leave the political commentary to the experts. Oh. More on the Olympics coming up. Yep. We'll have Coy Wire joining us, a correspondent covering the Olympics. We'll get a sense of what happened in those closing ceremonies, including what was that giant bird with the human face in the closing ceremonies. What was that all about, precisely? And then Joe DiGenova will be with us at the top of the hour as well. Going to be breaking down all these memos for us, of which there are many.
Many.
Many. Tony Schaefer also joining us for a lot more on Mornings of the Mall at 7 o'clock now on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Anne Arundel County Police are looking for suspects in the murders of two people in their home in Odenton. Police think 55-year-old Charles James Edward Jackson and 47-year-old Veronique Crystal Jackson were targeted by someone. Their bodies were discovered in their home yesterday morning by a family member. The Montgomery County School Board meeting tonight could go in many different directions.
Given everything that has happened over the past couple weeks, says Montgomery County Board of Education President Mike Durso, it's inevitable that school safety and security is going to come up when the board meets tonight.
I suspect individual board members will have some comments to make. There's an agenda item that will be addressing that.
He says they've been working on security upgrades since last spring, but concerns are growing louder. As for the general proposal of arming teachers,
I don't know if arming teachers would come up. Quite honestly, I don't see much sentiment for that right now.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Parkland, Florida, school reopens Wednesday for the first time since the Valentine's Day mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School. Yesterday, students were allowed to return to the school to collect backpacks and other belongings they had to leave behind when they fled the building. The students were greeted yesterday by 17 people dressed as angels. In McLean, there was a Sunday afternoon gathering of dreamers and immigration activists who went door-to-door in Congresswoman Barbara Comstock's neighborhood and then drew a police response when they repeatedly knocked on her front door and rang the doorbell several times. The protesters were demanding Comstock support the DACA program. An Illinois man will argue before the U.S. Supreme Court today that forcing him to pay union dues is unconstitutional. And the case is prompting Montgomery County to weigh in on the side of the unions.
Montgomery County Council President Hans Reimer says if the Supreme Court rules this dues requirement is unconstitutional,
I think it will weaken the unions because if the unions are having to chase dues, then they're not working together on the challenge of providing better services.
The Illinois man works for the state but is not a member of the state employees union. But the law requires him to pay the union anyway because he's covered by their contract. In Rockville, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Someone hacked the Winter Olympics and a report now says it was the Russians.
U.S. intelligence officials say the cyber attack was meant to appear to be from North Korea, but Russian spies were actually responsible, according to the Washington Post. Olympic organizers had declined to reveal the source of the hack that caused internet disruptions during the February 9th opening ceremonies. There were even empty seats because some fans could not print tickets. It's assumed the hack was retaliation for Russians being banned from the Winter Games because of doping violations uncovered after the 2014 Sochi Olympics. A number of investigations found a widespread government-run doping scheme that dated back years. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A four-day period for the public to pay respects to the late Reverend Billy Graham is beginning at his boyhood home in North Carolina today.
The man called America's pastor is lying in repose in a closed casket at the home his father built in 1927 on their Charlotte dairy farm. The house resides on the same campus as the Reverend's library. Graham's body will spend 2 days at the library, then lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday and Thursday. The White House says President Trump will attend Friday's funeral for Reverend Graham in North Carolina. Graham is to be buried Friday on the grounds of his namesake library in Charlotte. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 25,310, the Nasdaq at 73,37. Sports, the Wizards beat the Sixers. College basketball, the Maryland women win. NHL, the Caps are in Columbus tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win. The O's lose. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
We're having so much fun with this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's what we call great radio.
Details at WMAL.com.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE.